listener production.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here.
You had a moment a couple of hours ago, Nat, where at 27 years of age, you did something that made you look so old. Do you know what it was?
Oh, my God, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it worse than, oh, Jag's on the TV?
Oh, Jag. look, Jag was on the TV and it just gave me some nostalgic flashbacks.
Mm, I bet it did.
Because you're in your 60s. Stop. Now I'm thinking about Jag. They're so sexy. Jag was hot. He still is hot, actually. So daddy now.
Daddy.
Fuck, what was I thinking about? Because now all I can think about is the actor from Jag. Yeah, you said, basically, I'm going to summarise. Christian, I just don't understand the youth of today. I don't get it. They're just changing and they've got all this new language and I don't understand.
I didn't say it like that.
No, but that's what you were trying to say.
Right, yes.
You basically accidentally, without realising it, complained that you are annoyed with the language that the youth are saying on TikTok.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, that's how it came across. I know that wasn't your meaning because
I did have a meaning behind it.
Well, you brought this idea. You were like, Christian, why is TikTok changing the names of just normal everyday things? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And that's literally the Gen Z or Alpha generation, which is below Gen Z.
Oh, God.
Changing what we perceived as
certain things.
But it's funny because I'm older than you, so I'm like fully on board this. And what you said to me, you go, do you know what silent walking is? And I was like, silent walking? What could that be? I mean, not wearing heels or just delicately walking without, like, you know how some people drag their feet and stuff? And you said,
it's just walking without listening to anything.
It's walking without headphones on.
It's just walking.
It's just walking.
It is just walking.
It's just walking. It's now, I don't know, the alphas are calling it, I'm going to go for a silent walk. No, you just go for a walk.
There's all these news articles like new Gen Z TikTok term, storming the nation, silent walking. I'm like, you're going for a walk. You're going for a walk.
Oh, now, what other ones have you got here? This one.
These are my personal.
Ick. Oh, I fucking hate that. My ick is, just something you have a problem with. Like, it's an ick when, you know, she puts strawberry in her champagne. Yuck.
It's just a turn off.
Yeah, it's a turn off.
But it's a broader way of a turn off.
It's a more casual way of saying I'm turned off by.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
It's like a politer way. It's like, it's less, you come across as less aggressive. Because I'm seeing a lot of people do icks, but they're like, my icks for women. And I'm like, ooh, that's a bit misogynistic.
It's kind of like, my biggest ick is when he drives with two hands on the wheel. And you're like,
yeah, but some of them are like that. And I'm like, yeah, they're weird.
I was actually told to go on a second date. My roommates, they're all boys. And they said, girls get the ick so easily.
So easily!
Give him another chance. And I was like, fine, I'll go on another date. No.
What gave you the ick? Oh, fuck, here we go! Here we go! Oh, my God, I'm so excited for this! Oh, is it really petty? Oh, see? Fuck, it's so petty! What gave you the ick? Oh, rip it off like a Band-Aid.
It's actually not that petty. I asked what his interests were, and he told me that he really liked dinosaurs.
And the problem with that is... Does anyone else agree with you?
He was 34?
I am 37. And my favourite movie is Jurassic Park. I have little dinosaur figurines in my garden.
Oh, my God.
But why can't he like dinosaurs?
There was another date that I went on and he asked me what my favourite building was.
Oh, that's a great question.
What?
And you replied with?
I said, I'm sorry, I've never thought about it. I couldn't tell you. What's your favourite building?
Mine would have to be, thank you for asking. Ooh. See, I really like the Rialto Towers in Melbourne. Or Sydney, Sydney Point Tower, Centre Point Tower is a good one.
Oh, my God, men and women are so different.
No, it's not. It's just like, what is nice? What architecturally are you interested in?
You look really mad right now.
I'm just so annoyed. Ooh, I don't want to know what his interests are. What an ick. That's literally what you're saying. Oh, don't stop talking. Ooh, he spoke. Ick.
Oh, my God, he actually rocked off to the date. Ick.
That's so funny. Any other icks that I can get angry at?
On date number two, we ordered some food for dinner and he didn't finish his meal.
See, this, but this is like, I agree with your flatmates. Girls get the ick so easily. What is your reasoning behind
because
that?
Because I'm there. I'm a girl with a big appetite. I'm there. I've absolutely smashed my salad and now I feel self-conscious that he's sat there. And also, I'm like, you can't finish a meal?
I smashed my salad. What, four lettuce leaves? And he's probably had a whole bowl of pasta. And you're like, I can't even finish a whole bowl of pasta. I finished my four lettuce leaves. You're making me feel like a pig. I had a whole cucumber. And you can't finish your ninth dessert.
I had a cucumber and a glass of water.
There was lemon in my water. Do you know what that means?
I am so bloated.
Oh my God, this is so great. All of the icks have been like, oh, this one's so justified. He didn't finish his meal. He probably had a pre-meal, so he didn't look like a pig in front of you. Oh. And even then, and then if he finished his meal, you'd be like, oh, okay, he gave me the ick. He ate too quickly.
He had sauce on his face.
He wasn't Brad Pitt. I wanted Harry Styles. You weren't him. Ick.
My favourite one is, oh, my God, he turned up to the date. Ick.
Ooh, he showed up. Yuck, never seeing him again. Are there any more? Because I'm loving these. Oh this needs to be a segment.
Yeah, there is one.
Fuck.
But I have told many people this and everyone has agreed with
me.
Oh,
God.
So I went to his house and he was he was drinking wine out of a Hungry Jack's kids' cup.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Also, this person is older than I am. They live out of home. Why don't you have wine glasses?
That is, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the next thing is, I also think it's unacceptable to drink wine out of a mug too.
Yep.
Like, even a mug. Like, it's got to be a clear glass.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to have a stem.
Mm-hmm.
But a stem is nice. That's classy.
Yeah, 100%. Anyway. A stem with a thin rim.
What was there, like Hey Arnold on it? Or was there like old cartoons?
It was just
cartoons?
Like cartoons. You know those cups you used to buy?
Yeah.
Or collect from McDonald's
what
and Hungry Jack's.
What goes through your mind as soon as wine is being poured into that?
I clocked it straight away.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked, I'd never been there before. I walked into the house and I saw it sitting on the table where he was sitting on the couch. And I was like, what is that?
Did he explain why he didn't have wine glasses?
He just said he didn't have wine glasses. And he was like, oh, it tastes the same. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
Put a bit of effort in, I think.
I'm going to give you one more and then we're going to be...
we're going to be done. There's
I can't give you another one.
Oh,
Dinosaur Boy.
Oh, poor Dinosaur Boy.
He was the ickiest. He was the ickiest of the ickiest.
Yeah, right.
He was walking me back to the car after dinner and he tripped on the pavement.
I got a burst of blood vessel. Oh, God.
That concludes things.
Did he fall on the ground or was just a little tumble?
No,
like a little...
just a little tumble. And he was like, oh, thank you. In his mind, he probably would have been like, oh, I saved it. And in my head, I'm like, it's done. It's done.
So If he had completely fallen on the ground.
It would have been better.
It would have been better. It's so hard being a straight man! Okay, thank you. I'm not going to say this is probably one of my favourite breaks we've ever done. It's just called How Petty Is Nat? Fuck, but I want to say I feel like a lot of people listening are going, yes, absolutely, that is so icky.
Uh-huh.
And uh-huh. I just disagree completely. Cool. Well, if anyone wants to date Nat, ask for a date and don't show up because that's what she loves. That is what she loves. I have three absolutely horrifying stories that involve, I don't want to say that word. Starts with I, ends in...
rhymes with schminschmest.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? So, these constantly circulate the news, right? And this latest one to circulate is actually from, I think, earlier this year. And SBS has just done a little rehash of the story. In Australia, a girl in Newcastle just joined OnlyFans, was doing really well, and she had, like, just this subscriber who was her top subscriber, spent over $2,000 only for her to find out from her mother that it was her stepfather. And so the mother then was really angry at the daughter and got, it's like, come on, dude, wrong person to be angry with. And the daughter was blamed for ruining the marriage. I was like, the daughter was blamed?
How does that work?
Yeah. And she was, this woman was like, oh God, like, Oh,
that's the worst.
Oh, it gets worse. It gets so much worse.
From that story or
no,
do you have another one?
Story number two. You wait for story number three. Story number two. Oh, story number two and three maybe equal horrificness.
Oh.
So story number two is like a myth story. They don't know if it's real. And it is a woman goes to a mixed hens stag party at a club in Amsterdam. And there's a back room with a hole in the wall. Right, you know, the drinks are consumed, blah, 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 blah. She goes in, she puts a penis in her mouth, and then it finishes up, and she discovers that it was her father.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, right? So I don't, yeah, that one, there's been no confirmation on that one. They believe, yeah, and I want to say not true on that one.
I'm going to tell myself it's not true.
The next one. Holy Jesus, it's so good. This was revealed on Tony and Ryan's podcast. Hands down, the best podcast to ever exist.
It's pretty good.
Right? It's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got this story from. I think one of their...
Listeners
told them.
Okay.
Holy shit. So this... the daughter of this woman goes and, I don't know, she's house-sitting and she finds her mother's dildo and then uses it. Right? Which is a bit awkward. So she has a go on it and then...
She has a go on it.
And then they've got a really open relationship and then proceeds to have the best orgasm she's ever had in her life. And she brings it up to her mum and the mum says, oh, God, you found... That's a mold of your father's penis.
Oh my God.
The daughter used. Oh my God. Now, I don't know if the daughter ended up telling the mother that she'd used it.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, the first question is why would you, like, use your mother's dildo? It's been inside of her. I mean, you have been inside of her, obviously, but...
Oh, my God. I would never be able to look... I can't even say
God.
It. I would never be able to look at my dad.
Oh, God! No, 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 no! Don't picture it.
Picture it!
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, we need to stop this down and go on to the next topic.
Oh, God.
A few months ago, I said I was going to go back to a nude beach... and get nude. Do you remember the original story?
Yes, I do remember the original
just
story.
Just to recap, I went to a nude beach in Coffs Harbour a few years ago. It was the very first nude beach I went to. I got nude. It was incredibly liberating. An 88-year-old man came up to me with like a 12-inch flaccid penis and had a conversation, and it was fascinating to look at. It was the most interesting penis I've ever seen in my life. It was just old. It's an old man penis, and it was very big. So I was at Coffs recently doing a show with Nat's What I Reckon.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mm. I was a guest on his show.
Mm. But a big deal.
Who am I?
But a big deal.
He's a huge deal.
Yeah, he's massive.
And I thought, well, while I'm there, I'll go back and I'll record my encounter, my experience going back. It's one thing to go to a nude beach and get nude and sit there. It's another thing to stand up and walk to the beach naked and exposed into freezing cold water.
I'm not going to lie. You said that you were going to do this and I have been waiting.
Yeah, I know. I just had to edit some audio and it's I'm so lazy.
The anticipation
I finally edited it together. Mm-hmm. So here is part one. I was staying at a resort that was literally a stone's throw away from this beach. And so I left my bougie bungalow and headed off to Little Diggers is the name of the beach. Hi, it's me, Christian Hull. I'm just recording on my shitty earbuds. But right now I am standing on a beach in Coffs Harbour. I drove down. It's a 4.5 hour drive from Brisbane. I'm really out of breath because I've walked maybe 300 metres from my resort bungalow, relatable, to the water. It's a beautiful, it's not too rapidy. Like, it's like a gentle washing machine, the waves are. I'd say it's about 25, 26 degrees. There's a nice breeze. I'm standing in an open top that's billowing in the breeze, my bare chest exposed. Now, there's no path to this beach. It's just you step off this elevated boardwalk into the brush. It's a lot of effort to get to it, but I found a little path that looks like it's well-trodden. So I think I'm on the right way to go. Holy shit, okay. I'm going to go now. Okay, I've gotten to the top of the hill. Now I've got to go down the hill, but I can see the beach on the top of this hill, and there's a naked man there who looks very fit. So I don't know how comfortable I'm going to be getting naked, but there's people there. Okay, now to descend the mountain to the beach. Oh, hold on, you can hear people. Oh God, I've still got a problem. Oh my God, this is fucking steep. How am I going to get down here? Shit. I just need to clarify that that's how I sound on a flat surface as well. So it was a really steep boardwalk to get up, and you have to, like, inconspicuous. Like, it's a proper boardwalk, raised boardwalk, and then you just sort of have to be walking, and then you have to, like, quickly dart off to the side to this, like, dodgy pathway. And then you wander through, and then you wander. It's, like, down a steep embankment. There's a ladder. It's so steep that one of the horny gays brought a ladder for easy access to get up and down this, like, cliff.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Oh, God. The legend. I reckon it was the 85-year-old man.
Did he seem like a local? He seemed like a recurring visitor.
Well, I was expecting to see him. But then I thought maybe he may have succumbed to his... yeah. But anyways, he hadn't. I found him on Grindr later. But
oh, my God.
He wasn't there. No, I don't want to ruin the story. But okay. His Grindr profile's there.
Huh, okay. Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
If you ever feel
it's
like...
It's sad because he wasn't a widow when I believe he was not a widow. And now it says widowed.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever want to broaden your age range, he's there.
Yeah. So the next clip I'm going to play you, it needs a bit of context. It was a warm day and it was a weekday and it was a little bit busy. So as I was sort of coming down the embankment, like bush bashing, there was a gentleman there. Just listen to what happened and then I'll come back and I'll talk to you. Yeah, I'm not too excited to come back. Is it much further down?
It's just down there a bit and then down.
Okay.
Hello, Christian.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, my God.
What? Who was that?
Oh, my God. So he knew who I was.
What was he?
He just was like, hi, Christian. I was like, girl, hi.
Being caught in that moment, in that location.
So, mind you, my top was open and I was like, it was, and he was... And I was like, oh, hello. And so we had a conversation and are you ready for this? I had spoken to him and I didn't know it was him because he had a black profile, but I was chatting to him on Grindr. And so, like, he didn't live in the area. This was purely coincidental. He was not from the area and he just happened to... I didn't tell him I was going to the beach. I said, oh, like, he wanted to hook up. And I was like, oh, like, I've got to go and do this. Like, for me, I was like, this is the only time I've got to go to the nude beach to record for the podcast. Mm. So I was like, oh, I'm busy. And then he caught me.
Oh, my God.
Wandering to the nude beach.
The world is so small. You're telling me that you ran into a guy that you were talking to on Grindr.
Yeah, he was like 60 kilometres away.
Out of nowhere.
Randomly, he was at the beach. I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I had the day off and I thought I'd wander in and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I was, yeah, it was sort of like, oh, so what's happening? What are you doing?
And so you didn't know who it was initially because his
I had no idea because it was a blank profile who was talking to me. I mean, he definitely sent me nudes. And I was like, keen. And yeah. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a bit awkward. Yeah, it was a bit awkward. It was really awkward.
Yeah.
And then I was sort of like, yeah, I'm just going to the beach. He's like, oh, I've just been. I'm like, oh, you want to go back to the beach? And he was, no. I think he looked at me and went, oh. Because I was like, do you want to go back to the beach?
Sweating.
So pumped out, so disgusting, so sweaty. He's like, actually, I'm good. And yeah, so that was awkward. But it didn't stop me though. So I proceeded to go down. And my mission was get naked, walk to the water. And here's how that went. If that is not proof that I am a dirty fucking whore, oh my God, a desolate trail and I bump into someone that I've been sending nudes to online. Classic Christian. Currently walking out into the beach. Oh my God, there's a lot of... It's actually very busy. There's so many people. Okay. Oh my God, I just had to... There's a fucking ladder. That's how steep this decline is. I've put my beach bag down and now I'm getting out my bamboo beach mat to lie flat. So just to paint the scene, there's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12. And I can see two straight couples. Nothing wrong with that. Is it awkward if I blow up my beach pillow? I'm blowing up this balloon and it looks very suggestive. I want it to look suggestive. Hold on. Oh my God, I feel so embarrassed right now that I'm like totally setting up for the long haul. Okay, I'm getting naked. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm taking my pants off. Pants are now, okay, dick's out. Repeat, dick is out. Walking to the water is going to be really confronting though, because that's when everyone looks at you. Oh my God, that guy has the fattest dick the second fattest dick I've ever seen. He'd give Girthmaster a run for his money. I can't get up now. These dicks are enormous. Suddenly I feel really uncomfortable. I'm not going to take my phone with me because I already felt that's just weird. And pretending like I'm on a phone call is also weird. So I'm going to get up. Okay, I'm going to stand up. Oh, this is... I already feel weird. I'm going to put the phone down because people are looking and I'm talking into them. Okay, I'm going for a walk naked to the water. Oh, my God, okay. I'm now lying on my stomach. The water was freezing. I didn't get all the way in. I put a toe in and I thought, well, I don't want to walk back with a lot of shrinkage. Wow, that was really horrible. That was an awful, horrible experience. It's actually kind of cool. That was fun. I got gawked at quite a lot. I felt like a beauty queen. Okay, cool. Did that. That was fun. I hope no one got any photos of it because it's very unglamorous seeing me walk puffed out naked, just like every footstep I jiggle. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me on this amazing journey of mine, getting naked. Is it illegal here? I think it's illegal in Queensland. I think this is like a legal nude beach. Probably should have researched that before I got naked. But just to clarify, it is totally legal in New South Wales. It is illegal in Queensland. So I've never, wink, 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 been naked, wink, 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 at a beach in Queensland. Wink, 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 wink. What an experience.
Wow.
I would like to point out that when I was walking back from the water, I wanted to run but obviously I didn't want people to see me running. So I was walking briskly. When you walk briskly and you're carrying 110 kilos, there's a lot of movement. And so I was like, oh, I can't, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was like...
You wish you could break into a light
jog. It looked
jog,
like, but... I literally think if someone was, it was probably like a 50 metres to the beach, maybe not that far. Like, it was a decent walk to the water from where I was. And if the men were looking at me, it would have looked like a sea manatee came out of the water. And the other thing I want to mention is, I'm just going to plug this. I bought this beach pillow from Amazon. It's from America. It's called Ballast. It is literally, if I could take anything on a desert island, it would be this beach pillow. Can I just explain it to you? Because it's the best thing I've ever bought.
I'm in the market for one.
So it's got a one-way blowy valve thing. So you don't need to, like, you know when you blow something up and then you open and then the air's escaping? It's not one-way valve, right? So blow it up and you just keep going. And it just, like, it's just beautiful and firm. Then it's got this pouch that you fill with sand. So it's weighted down, it's sewn into the thing. You fill it with sand, then you roll the little sand thing up, and then the pouch has elastic. So you elastic the pouch on the base of this pillow, so it's heavy. So you can get up and you can do whatever, and it will not blow away. Then when you're done, you empty the sand out, you push the valve, all the air comes out, you roll it up, and you fold it back into the pouch, and then the elastic holds the whole thing together, and it's like the size of your fist.
Wait, what material is it?
Oh, it's like a nylon.
Ooh.
It's like a...
Like a suede-y type?
No, like, yes. So there's the suede on one side, the head where you put your head, and then the rest is like a hot air balloon material, like a nylon-y.
Okay.
It is the best thing I've ever bought.
Okay.
$35 American dollars, for about $50. If you got, please, honestly, if you're going to a nude beach, you need it. It's also good if you're sitting up, you can, like, put it in front of you. Mm. I did, you know how I was like, oh, I didn't have time to take photos. Fuck that. I took so many photos. And some videos, and some of those live on OnlyFans, but I have put a censored photo up on Instagram and Facebook if you wish to just have a look at how elated I am my experience. I had a really great, I cannot wait to go back.
Was it liberating?
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. I forgot the most insane part of this story.
What?
The most, oh my fucking Jesus.
What?
So I was leaving and I climb up the ladder, and as I get to the top of the ladder, I walk like three steps and around this little bend in the brush, there are two men on the pathway fully fucking. Full on fucking. Like, I'm looking at them and I'm seeing his penis in his asshole. They would have been in their like 50s and they were just like going at it, and they didn't like freak out or flinch, and I was like, I mean, I'm all for this, but I mean, there's some people down there that I don't think would appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Do you know what I did? Stood there. I just stood there and watched. I was like, whoa, whoa. Like, I think in shock and like...
Can't into it?
Yeah. One guy was like, very big.
Because you like sex.
Sorry, it sounded like you had more to that sentence. Because obviously this whole podcast is about my sex life. And you just said, so you like sex? Is that what the question was going to be?
No, I was going to say, and I'll censor it if you don't want it, but you like sex in public.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I was going to say that. Then I was like, should I say that?
You can say whatever you want and then we just censor it out.
That's true.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. But so what's the issue with them? Is it because?
Well, no, there was like straight couples down there. And I mean, I don't think people are going to the nude beach to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I mean, I was. But
I had a great time.
Yeah. And then I was
like, my God.
Yeah, it was really full on.
Cool. Wow.
That was my
So was
beach.
was it liberating? Like, did you
incredibly,
feel...
incredibly. And horrifying. Because there was men there that was like the size of this water bottle, which is like, what?
But no wonder they're going there because they're like, you know, showing off.
Yeah, a lot of people go there to show off.
Would you go again?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not you there. I was talking to the listeners, the male, gay. Oh, just I finished the segment.
Yeah,
just,
like, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. No, please don't be there. Next week on Complete Drivel. Okay, so what you're about to hear is Sam, unclip me,
So I'm no longer attached to the building and I'm now attached to this rotor 17 metres in the air with hundreds of people staring up.
Ready? Whenever you're ready, you can start jumping. And that is attached down the bottom, ready to go.
Can you hear the rotor?
Hi, I'm Christian Harl. This has been my podcast, Complete Drivel. Thanks so much for listening, but it's not enough.
We need more. Much more. Much
more. I had a crisis meeting recently where the heads of the network said, my download numbers are abysmal, and they're about to release me from my contract. If you could please like, share and subscribe and send this to all your friends and tell them how funny it is, even if you don't think so.